We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Kuf Lamed Vav, the sixth chapter, the tenth halacha. Aval pi shebiranu tkabla lashon hara. Even though we've explained that accepting lashon hara, the hainu that is lachlit belibo shadavar emet, when a person decides in his heart that what he heard is true, asu min haTorah, that's biblically prohibited. You hear lashon hara. Page Kuf Lamed Vav. Mikol makom, nonetheless, amru chazal delachush miubai. Our sages say, nonetheless, it is incumbent upon us to be wary of the lashon hara we were told. Lachush, to be wary, perhaps there is truth to what we're told. Uviu adavar. So, how does that work? Tzrich lekabel adavar bederech chashash bealma. We hear what someone tells us, and we say to ourselves, I have to be concerned, there might be truth to what I was just told. Haynu rak kedei lishmor et atzmo, meaning only in as far as I have to protect myself, shelo yagia lo hezek al yado. Person does have to be concerned, perhaps there's truth. We have the great sage Gedaliah ben Achikam, and he is warned that Yishmael ben Netanyah is intending to assassinate him. And Gedaliah is so pious, he says, I don't believe it. And instead of preparing that perhaps there's truth to what he was told, he just refuses all out to accept the Lashon Hara. And that was wrong of him. Chazal say, Lemechash mi'abai. We do have to be concerned, we do have to prepare ourselves, there might be truth to the Lashon Hara which was told. V'lo yeza adavar afilu begeder safek, demamidin l'adam mechizkat kashrut. It's not that I look at the person and I say, maybe he's a murderer, maybe not. It's that I say, he's a kosher person. But I have to be concerned. I do have to be careful. And that's why I do give the person all the courtesies and all the benefits I would give any other Jew. I don't take anything away from him because I don't know. I have no reason to assume it's true. On the other hand, I do have to protect myself. I don't take away from his stature. I say, from what I know, he's still an upstanding good person. But I do have to be concerned there might be truth to what I was told. So I'm going to deal with it in that balanced way. On the one hand, I'm not going to assume it's true. I'm not going to demote the person in my eyes. On the other hand, I am going to take the necessary precautions to ensure I don't get harmed. The Torah permits us to be wary when we're told lashon hara. You've got to protect yourself. You've got to protect other people. And that's why it says in the halachic authorities, where am I entitled to suspect maybe the slander I was told is true? That's where it could cause harm to me or others if there's truth to it. So that's where the Torah tells me, when you hear slander, don't be quick to believe it. Take it with a grain of salt, yet be careful with the understanding there might be truth to it. When may I approach it as there might be truth to it? When, if it were true, it could be harmful to me or others. But under any other circumstance where it won't affect me, then I'm not supposed to factor it in at all. If it has no impact on me, they tell me, you know, so-and-so, he didn't eat kosher yesterday. Yesterday I saw him in a non-kosher restaurant. What does that have to do with me? How does that impact me? What difference does it make to me? So why should I believe it? The whole leniency that the Torah gave me to view it as something that might be true is when it's relevant to me. But if it has no relevance to me, so why should I believe it? If it has relevance to me, if it could impact someone else, but if it has nothing to do with us, why should I believe it? So this is the balance that the Torah gives us. Where it might impact me or others negatively, so then I have to balance that. On the one hand, retain my positive outlook of the person. I haven't validated whether he's done something inappropriate. On the other hand, be careful to protect myself. Balance that. But where it's not relevant to us, there we shouldn't be accepting of slander that people say about other people. Yes?
Why doesn't the Philistine just simply write, don't listen to Lashon Hara?